The clock all of a sudden started ringing, and before I turned it off, I just made sure it was 5:45. I woke up and I was thinking about all of the possible ways not to get up the bed because, you know, I was sleeping 12:15 the previous night because I had a lot of classes and it was so hard because I was on a diet. Anyways, I was just keep thinking about how to ignore everything and just go back to bed. All of a sudden, I remembered one sentence from Simon Sinek, which was saying, willpower is expendable. It means that basically during a day we have a certain amount of willpower, and as we are spending it, obviously we're going to reduce the amount of it. And as I was looking at this very issue, I realized that this is a common thing, and we can look at it in great details. What is willpower? How we are spending it? How we can regain it? And how we can use it efficiently. This is Nima Parso, and welcome to Nipa Podcast. This is episode 8. Willpower is expendable. Go! You have probably felt it before. That little voice in your head that says, don't hit the snooze again, don't eat the whole cake, just focus for 5 more minutes. Yeah, that's willpower. Willpower is like a mental battery. It's the fuel that helps us do the harder thing when the easier one is right in front of us. Psychologist Roy Baumeister, and he's kind of the rock star of this topic, defines it as the ability to control yourself to achieve goals. Basically, doing what you should do even when you really, really don't feel like it. Here's the thing. Willpower is limited. It's not some infinite force inside you. You wake up with a full tank and little by little throughout the day, it drains. Ever wondered why it's harder to eat healthy or study at night? It's not because you're lazy. It's because you've already used up your willpower budget on big and small things. Even Barack Obama once said that he wore the same suits every single day so he didn't have to waste willpower picking clothes. That's how much people value this limited resource. So yeah, willpower is real. It's powerful. But it is not forever. And now we're going to face another real question. How does this willpower actually get used up? Every decision you make, big or small, uses up a bit of willpower. Should I get up of bed now or snooze? Coffee or tea? Should I reply to the message or ignore it? All of that takes energy. Roy Baumeister, the same psychologist from last part, calls this decision fatigue. The more choices you make, the more your mental energy gets drained. And when your willpower runs low, you start making worse choices or just avoid choosing altogether. Let me give an example. A study in a European country looked at parole judges. In the morning, they were more likely to grant parole. But by the afternoon, after hours of decisions, they said no way more often. Not because the cases were worse, just because they were mentally tired. Willpower also gets used when we try to control emotions, resist habits, or even focus. You're in a meeting trying not to snap at someone. You're using willpower. Scrolling past the TikTok when you're supposed to study. Yep, more willpower gone. And guess what? Even acting nice when you're upset can drain you because you're pushing down what you feel to act a certain way. So yeah, we spend willpower in ways we don't even notice. The key takeaway? if you don't manage how you use your willpower, it's gonna run out. And when it does, you'll find yourself saying, I just don't have it in me today. But anyways, here's the good news. There are some ways to use your willpower smarter. So, how can we use our willpower more wisely? Alright, now that we know willpower is like a battery, let's talk about how to make that battery last longer. Step 1. Cut unnecessary decisions. This is why Obama wore the same suit every day. Fewer decisions, more willpower left for the important stuff. So yeah, decide things in advance. What you'll eat, what you'll wear, even when you'll study or work. The less you need to think about, the better. Step 2. Build habits. Habits are willpower free. Once something becomes a habit, your brain stops burning energy to do it. Brushing your teeth, habit. You don't decide to do it. You just do it. And that's the goal. Step 3. Shape your environment. If you're trying to eat healthy, don't keep junk food on the table. If you want to read more, keep your book next to your bed. Make the good choices easy and the bad ones hard. Step 4. The 2-minute rule. If a task takes less than 2 minutes, just do it. Answer the message, fold the shirt, take out the trash. Tiny things pile up and create stress. And stress eats up willpower like candy. And step 5, stop beating yourself up. Seriously, messing up doesn't mean you're weak. It just means you're a human. The more you guilt trip yourself, the more willpower you waste. So instead, be kind. Then keep moving forward. So basically, what I'm trying to explain is that willpower is like money. Don't waste it on stuff that doesn't matter. Spend it smart, save it for the things that do. So what happens when you wake up one day and you feel like you've got nothing left? Not lazy, not unmotivated, just empty. That's what it feels like when your willpower is drained, and it's real. But the good news, you can recharge it. Number 1. Sleep. Bameshwar himself said that sleep is one of the best ways to refill your mental battery. If you're tired, everything feels 10 times harder. So don't underestimate the power of a good night's sleep. Number 2. Keep your blood sugar steady. Your brain runs on sugar. No, I'm not saying that eating cookies all day is a good call, but eat regularly, eat well, can help you a lot. Skipping meals can wreck your focus and mood easily. Number 3. Move your body. You don't need to hit the gym, even a walk. A few stretches or just standing up helps. Movement gets the blood flowing and the mind working again. Number 4. Breath. Just sit still for 5 to 10 minutes. Close your eyes. Inhale. Exhale. It's not magic. It's your nervous system calming down. And that brings your willpower back online. Number 5. Maybe the most underrated one. Connections. Talk to someone. Someone you trust, someone who listens. Human connection isn't just emotional, it's biological. It can reset us. So when you feel like you're running on empty, know that you're not broken, you're just tired. And just like your phone, your body and brain need to plug in sometimes. Resting isn't quitting, it is charging. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to this podcast. I need to appreciate the Nipa team for all their hard work. And it would be such an honor if you follow us on social media platforms. And also, you can listen to different episodes on our website, nipa.academy, nipa.academy. And last but not least, take care of yourselves in these crazy days. See you for the next time. Go!